In the 10 days between Palach's self-immolation and his massive funeral, the country saw a number of rallies and protests as people expressed their opposition to both the Soviet occupiers and the homegrown communist elite that was beginning to collaborate with them. Commemorating the 40th anniversary of Jan Palach's death, a new exhibition has just opened in Prague featuring rarely seen photos of those events. Jan Richter has the details.
One must fight against the kind of evil that he is able to defeat were the last words of Jan Palach, who set himself on fire in Prague on the 16th of January 1969. The student was hoping that his sacrifice would make the people of Czechoslovakia never accept the occupation of their country, and for nearly 2 weeks it did. The days that followed Palach's death saw rallies, marches and protests, both in Prague and the rest of the country. Photos of those events are now featured in a new exhibition which opened in the Czech capital on Thursday. Eva Hyde is the head of the Prague House of Photography, which put the exhibit together.
There are 130 pictures in the exhibition, and they basically describe 10 days from January 16th, when Jan Palach set himself to fire, to January 25th, when his funeral took place. And most of the pictures are from the funeral, are from the demonstrations and manifestations. One took place in the day of his funeral. Also, his coffin was exhibited in Prague's Karolinum for 2 days, so there are some pictures from Karolinum.
The exhibition features photos that were picked because of their documentary as well as artistic values. Some of the authors later became renowned Czech documentary photographers, while for others who brought their cameras to the rallies, taking pictures was only a hobby.
There were all the famous names of our documentary photography. They were young people at the time, and they were taking pictures. Some were already working for some newspapers or magazines like Miroslav Hucek, who worked for Mladý Svět, or Emil Fafek, who was photographer for Mladá Fronta. But there were many other people like Jaroslav Kučera or Dagmar Hochová, Pavel Diaz, Pavel Štecha, all these famous names. That we have 27 photographers in the show.
During the next 20 years, any photos related to Jan Palach became very sensitive material, as the communist authorities wanted to erase those events from memory. The negatives had to be kept hidden, and several rolls of film shot in the streets of Prague in January 1969 were only developed 40 years later. The exhibition features many photos that have never been displayed. Eva Hyde again.
Most of the pictures are here for the first time, because during the communist time, authors had them hidden in their archives. They couldn't be published. And then there wasn't really too many opportunities to do the show like that. And I think it's great that in this time, in this 40 years anniversary, we could do that and we could enjoy the show.
For more information about that exhibition, you will find the web link on our website, that is www.radio.cz.